Unlike the last time Petersburg did a long-term planning effort, the municipality this time hired consultants to draft a separate document looking specifically at existing harbor facilities, future needs, and opportunities for expansion. The waterfront master plan is 38 pages long. There's also a separate 124-page assessment report of existing harbor facilities and a 14-page report on financial considerations. Much of the master plan for the waterfront covers recommended projects. Harbor Master Glorianne Wallen wondered about the number of boat launch ramps in the plan.
And it's probably because the public, they heard it a lot from the public, is the vast amount of launch ramps. It seems like a lot of projects include new launch ramps. How many launch ramps do we really need to maintain on the island?
Wallen highlighted the plan's recommendation for a new launch ramp at Scow Bay that could be expanded in the future to up to 4 lanes with multiple boarding floats.
I would like to see that Scow Bay really concentrate towards the boatyard or the hauling bigger commercial boats out, rather than setting aside a big portion of it for and we have a lot of other areas. If we are going to, you know, take on Papkeys and rebuild that, we're going to, they've also advised of improving launch at Banana Point and Blackery. You know, that's a lot to maintain, and how many do we really need?
Wallen noted that use of sport fishing grant money to build boat launch ramps required a certain number of parking spaces for vehicles and trailers, and she didn't think there was space at the Scow Bay site. Plan recommends acquiring the Alaska Department of Transportation Maintenance Yard to increase parking space there. Harbor Board member John Mergus has a business that hauls boats at the Scow Bay site. He thought the recommended ramps could be built using public-private partnerships and for less money than outlined in that document.
I would not like to see any ramp there nixed, but there's definitely room for one, and I think it would really be great for the community there. And the commercial businesses of both Rockies Marine and Hammers Marine would be able to use that.
In other projects, the plan recommends completing the final phase of the drive-down dock in South Harbor, namely a bulkhead that would be an additional loading area on the side of the rock-filled parking lot. There's some remaining state grant money for that project, and the Harbor Board has recommended going forward with that project this month. Another project designated as high priority in the plan is a harbor maintenance shop, which could be located on South Nordic Drive. If the borough were to end up acquiring the Petro Marine Services property just across the road from South Harbor. Other high priority recommendations in the plan are replacing the retaining wall in North Harbor by the grid, closing and demolishing the boat ramp in North Harbor, and replacing the South Harbor utility float. The plan also recommends repairing the float on Kuprinoff Dock, and it recommends working with shipping and seafood processing companies to maintain or increase barge traffic and seafood processing capacity on the waterfront. There's also a long list of other medium and low priority projects identified. Consultants also looked at the condition of floats and docks in the three harbors in downtown, along with two remote state-owned facilities at Papke's Landing and at Kuprinoff. The waterfront plan recommends harbor rate increases to cover the cost of repairing and replacing those. Board Chair Mike Bangs called those replacement costs alarming.
After looking through the condition assessment, which I'm sure most of you did, and I see we've got a really nice color float, it's kind of alarming to see what's coming down the line here as far as costs and how we're going to be able to come up with the funding for South Harbor replacement and repairs and continue to do our annual maintenance like we're doing now.
The document notes that the number of vessels harboring in Petersburg is likely to stay about the same in the upcoming years, but fishing fleets may be upgrading to larger vessels. It highlights recreational fishing and outdoor excursions as important secondary uses of the harbors that should be encouraged. Other recommendations cover acquiring more waterfront property for expansion. The board voted to recommend the master plan to the assembly with a few small suggested wording changes that included removing the reference to a four-lane boat ramp at Scow Bay. The board is also expecting to have a joint work session with the Planning and Zoning Commission on the comprehensive plan and waterfront land use this winter. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.